My guest at this time is Logan Churchwell. He is the communications director at True the Vote. That is an organization that has been at the forefront of the IRS scandal and just last week had its lawsuit, along with several dozen other conservative organizations, dismissed by a federal judge, saying that their claims of harassment by the IRS no longer needed to move forward because they ultimately got the tax-exempt status that they sought. True the Vote is normally focused, of course, on ensuring fair elections, making sure voter rolls are updated, that photo ID laws are advanced in various states, and essentially that the people who show up to vote on Election Day are people who are eligible to vote. There have recently been some concerns that that might not be the case in this midterm election in different parts of the country, and we wanted to get Logan's thoughts on some of these different stories. Just in the past few days, we've learned about machines in Cook County, Illinois, where folks cast early ballots for Republicans that were initially recorded for Democrats. We've seen people illegally in the country registered to vote in North Carolina. And we've also, of course, in the Project Veritas ad where it would appear that voter fraud was encouraged in Colorado to some extent. So are we looking at kind of isolated cases here and those are the ones that get the attention, or are we looking at a massive problem nationwide?
Well, you got to take a look at each of these individually. On the first case in Illinois, you're going to hear many stories about how a machine malfunctioned when someone went to vote. This happens all the time. It probably doesn't get reported as much as it occurs. However, these issues where your vote switches on you, you see it happen because you're using, for example, a touchscreen voting system, all that's required is that you raise your hand and tell the election judge or whatever they're called in your community, say, hey, this machine doesn't seem to be working right, and they can do a very quick recalibration, probably right there on the spot, and reassign you to a different booth so you can vote correctly the way you intended to. A lot of people freak out whenever they see their votes change on them, and then the mind begins to wander on what all could be causing it. But the real issue there is that you just do not need to panic. Let someone know that the system is not recording your vote as you intended it to, and it can be corrected, not only in that specific voter's case, but that machine can be taken off the line, be recalibrated, and put back into service. It's a very common issue that gets people worried before elections, but it's also very easily resolved. If you see something, say something. If you have a question, don't be afraid to ask. On the North Carolina front, this is what happens, and True the Vote says this all the time. If you put bad data into the election system, you're going to get bad data out. And the reality is, yes, there were about 150 or so people that are shown to be non-citizens of no legal status in the United States that got their way onto the voter roll out of the pool of 10,000. They got to figure out if there are more of that 10,000 that fit into that same category. But the reality is, in North Carolina, if you're applying for citizenship and you're in the normal pipeline, you can get a driver's license too. And what they've also got to figure out is, of those 10,000 potential illegal aliens on the voter roll, we have to figure out if some of those people were actually in the pipeline for citizenship and have actually been granted it. So the jury is still very much out on that North Carolina issue, but this is yet again what happens if you don't stay on top of your data and you're not constantly verifying that. And that requires action on the government's level and the citizens holding it to account. And finally, on the Colorado issue that you raised with James O'Keefe, you know, this is one thing that Project Veritas seems to be very keen at, is trying to expose the corruption that could lead to crime. And it looks like, yet again, there's that willingness that people are willing to play games in order to tilt the elections in their favor. It's important that we continue to show that that kind of corruption is out there, it could occur, and to be vigilant against it.
Logan Churchwell is Director of Communications at True the Vote. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.